Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master 2.0. Yes, you know, if you're just stumbling in to today's edition of Scuba Radio, I got to tell you, this has been one of the craziest things that have ever happened in my life. 2 weeks ago today, I was in, I was in the hospital getting surprise open heart surgery conducted on yours truly. And here I am 2 weeks later, back on the air. I am shocked at how fast this has turned around for me. I am grateful. I am blessed. And I'm humbled by all the support that I've gotten over the last couple weeks from everybody who listens to the show. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And it's been an amazing experience. I ain't going to lie. I could get real mushy, but I'm not. That's not my style. I did post something at scubaradio.com. that you can go and read at your leisure if you haven't already done so. That kind of goes through it step by step, play by play, and gives you the whole story of what kind of creeped up on me. And we're going to talk about this a little bit more on the show today. But we're going to, you know, put a positive spin on it. I want you to learn from what has happened to me so you don't, for the first time ever in almost 20 years of doing this show, I'm one of those people you do not want to be. Usually it's reversed, and that's why I do this show, is because, you know, I get to go to all these beautiful places to dive around the world, share my experiences, and say, hey, wouldn't you like to do this too? And, you know, it's pretty good to be me. Well, the last week or two, I wouldn't so much wish that on my worst enemy. However, I am back. The voice is almost there. But with a little help from my friends, we are going to make it happen today on the 2-hour radio spectacular. CJ and Bubba Boy in the studio, boys. How are you?
Doing great, man.
Welcome back, dude.
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think of the new look?
I'm amazed.
Yeah, you see the stockings? Or these aren't stockings.
I figured you were just going for like a Thomas Jefferson kind of vibe.
Well, it does kind of look like that, but these are like pressure socks, or I like to call them leg warmers.
Leggings.
But, you know, it's already been 2 weeks. I don't really have to wear them according to my physical therapist. But, you know, once you get used to them, you're kind of like, hey, they are kind of stylish.
It does let you get from one end of the kitchen to the other faster when you can just take a running start and slide.
True. 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 So, but I got to thank both CJ and Bubble Boy. They stopped into the hospital. And like I said, the support I've gotten over the last 2 weeks is extremely humbling.
It was like Scared Straight.
What do you mean?
Like where they scare people by bringing them in, they take these troubled kids.
Yeah, it was a little bit.
Bringing them
like
into
that.
Prison and be like, if you don't change your ways, this could be you.
Yep. Yep.
Well, but I didn't change my ways because I had the most unhealthy meal of my adult life last night.
What, you had a bacon sandwich?
No, I had 3 frozen taquitos and a donut.
Oh, man, I'm getting hungry. Quit that. But bastard.
It was a matter of convenience.
Yeah, yeah.
But I wouldn't recommend that all the time.
You know, I think I got to give up bacon. At least I have for the last 2 weeks.
Good call.
And
what about turkey bacon?
Yeah.
Made out of turkey.
Why bother?
Because
you're not
going
to eat. No, I'm not.
It is kind of salty, though. You probably
if I got to give away, you know, if I got to give up bacon, I'm
keep
giving up
keep the salt
bacon.
To the salt water, right?
Yeah, evidently. I got to do some low salt thing, and hopefully that's not permanent. You know, I'll get into that in just a bit, but I got to tell you, I got a team of doctors that are phenomenal. Surgeons and therapists and stuff. I mean, you know, having the connections that are unique to me because of doing this show for almost 20 years now has obviously puts me in a position to, call in a favor or two. And I got to tell you, the team that has surrounded me is the reason I'm back.
Did they replace your artery with like a snorkel, part of a snorkel?
Well, you know, I don't know the technical aspects of what exactly they did, but we are going to have a cardiologist on the show today who is also a big-time diver who can explain just exactly what
they
did.
Or like a third stage.
It could be.
Dive hose.
You know, a spare air they might have thrown in there next to my heart.
Oh, that'd be cool. You get your two lungs and a spare air built in.
But I did call in some favors because now I'm on the road to recovery. It's been 2 weeks. Obviously, my voice is going to take a little more time. They threw a scope down there and knocked me out, and it's kind of bruised my vocal cords just a tad. Actually, I sound pretty good. Probably this might be an improvement. Creepier or less creepier? What do you think?
It's got kind of a like a raspy Alec Baldwin.
Ah, yes, Paparazzi, I hate you. Anyway, so I pulled in some favors. I got a personal trainer, and I could not believe that I was able to pull this off. And a friend of mine made a call, and you know, the guy who trains Rocky Balboa. You know,
what?
For the Creed movie.
Mickey?
No, Mickey is helping me out to come back. I mean, and I feel honored. You can't help but feel pumped up when this guy's around. First session. I love it. I'm ready. Come on.
Well, kid, you got guts to get back on the mic.
Yeah, well, thanks.
But first, you need speed.
Yeah,
demon speed for demon? That voice.
Yeah, okay, if you say so.
You gotta chase this chicken.
What?
Get him.
The hell?
Get him. Pick him up. Move your tongue.
Hey,
move your tongue.
I'm trying. What do you want me to do?
Come on, this ain't no chicken nuggets. You Kentucky fried idiot.
What are you kidding me? Come on.
Maybe if I put some hot sauce on it.
Yeah, why not? Faster! Come on.
I'm getting an impression.
This is the stupidest thing ever.
You're gonna eat lightning and burp thunder.
Oh. That did feel pretty good.
What's the matter with you? Choke your chicken.
What?
Choke your chicken.
Hey, Bubble Boy, grab that damn chicken. This is a mess. Oh, my God. You know, be careful what you ask for.
Man, that's pretty strenuous.
I'll tell you what. I feel my heart rate has definitely increased. I think that's a good thing.
That's hardcore, man.
I don't know if I get the whole chicken thing.
That's training to get you in enough shape to go up against Mr. T.
Chasing
or
chicken.
Or Apollo Creed.
I didn't know that was Rocky's secret, but that is Rocky's secret, is chasing
speed.
Chicken.
Demon speed.
Okay. All right. Well, so I got a personal trainer, so I'm on the right track in that regard. Now, I will tell you, there has been some slight side effects, or I don't know if side effects is
diarrhea, vomiting, nausea.
Modern day miracles in the medical world have made it possible for me to bounce back literally after 2 weeks. And, you know, one of the things they did, I don't know how this happened, and I didn't get the whole details because I was hopped up on painkillers, but supposedly they did replace at least a portion of my heart with a monkey heart. And there are some side effects.
Like a chimpanzee?
When chickens come in my house, guess what?
What?
They get ate.
Okay.
When pigs come in my house,
right,
they own the plate.
Yeah, I understand.
So when you go in the shark's house, you're going to get ate up, okay?
Well, it wasn't a shark.
That was an accident.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah. So anyway, when they have this monkey heart available, they threw some of this stuff in me, or a monkey heart or something. I don't know. Like I said, I was hopped up on pink. I didn't get it, but there are some side effects. And so don't mention the word monkey to me. If I break out in some kind of weird sound or make some monkey sounds, they said that's just normal recovery process.
You know, I've been to the zoo.
Yeah.
when I was a kid. And,
right.
And, you know, a couple times taking my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing, there is one bad thing that monkeys do.
Well, there's
do.
A side effect. And you know, I got it. I only spent 3 nights in the hospital. I was supposed to spend five. People thought, well, wow, that's impressive. You're really recovering well. The truth of the matter is that the nurses were tired of me throwing my poop at them. So they kicked me out of the hospital a couple nights early.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's just one of the unfortunate side effects of having a monkey heart. Hey, Greg said it. Ooh, sorry, Bubble Boy.
Oh, man.
Damn it.
It'll come off in the wash, trust me.
He cut those off quick.
I know.
Yeah.
What'd you have, Mexican for
lunch?
So
just be careful. Don't even mention the word monkey. If you say that or any kind of reference, that has a tendency to trigger things. So, I don't know. You've been warned. If this is any indication of how the show, the return is going to go over the next couple hours, we are in big, big trouble. You've been warned.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Adversity today, we believe it's very easy to be a hero. All you need are honesty, empathy, respect, and open-mindedness.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that's not all it takes to be a hero.
Oh, great. Well, what is a hero to you?
A hero kills people. People that wish him harm.
Okay.
A hero is part human and part supernatural. A hero is born out of a childhood trauma or out of a disaster that must be avenged.
Okay, you're thinking of a superhero.
We all have a hero in our heart.
Well, you know, I kind of feel like a superhero. Greg the Dive Master 2.0. And I have monkey heart. So,
is it the socks that make you feel like a superhero?
Yeah, kind of. It's the compression socks or compression leg warmers, I think is the medical term.
You've always been a hero to me, Lobster Slayer.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Sorry.
There's some residual effects of the painkillers they had me on in the first couple days. So there's a lot of crazy things that could happen throughout the show today. Be careful of any references to the word monkey. because oh, I knew it. Saying it.
Ooh. Wow.
CJ?
Thanks, Greg.
Oh, that was. I think I got a little bit on CJ on that one too.
I'm used to it.
Yeah. So yeah, monkey heart. There's some side effects from doing this little surgery, but whatever. I'm moving forward, and maybe you can learn a thing or two, or maybe be mildly amused or annoyed, depending on your perspective.
Maybe a healthy mix.
Okay.
Because it's all about balance, and life is 50-50,
we'll
you need to be amused
that.
And annoyed.
Yeah, now on the show with us today, not only are CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio with me, online I have Jerry the Diver Guy. Jerry, how are you, man?
What's going on, King Kong?
Well, thank you. King Kong. I never thought.
That
was close enough. Yeah, Jerry's safe.
Watch out for that tree.
Yeah. And so he's there from the mountains of Virginia with us. Also connected via the web, we have Casey, my first-time dive buddy. Back in the day, Casey,
good
how
to
are
hear
man?
You again after the incident.
Yes. Well, we will call it the incident for now, I guess. I don't know.
Greg, yeah. I know why it happened.
Yeah, you know why that was.
It's bad luck to take bananas on the dive boat. You know that.
Ah, that is it. You know, there's many rumors about bananas on the dive boat, or if you're on an island, you live on an island with that grows bananas, you have no sharks. That's one theory. But bananas on the dive boat is a is bad luck?
Bad luck. Well, actually, bananas on any boat is the... is the belief.
Yeah, well, then there's banana boat sun care, and I hate the stuff. So maybe, I don't know. It could be a connection.
You're in
there.
Trouble.
Yeah, all right.
Could be a build-up.
Casey is with us, so we have him to hang out with for the afternoon. Also,
hi, guys.
Yeah, and Eric Douglas, who maybe I could technically blame for this whole scenario. Eric, how are you, buddy?
It's all my fault, Greg. I'm so sorry.
Yes. You
know, we were just monkeying around talking about it.
Yes, we were. See, you said the word. Oh, sorry, CJ.
Don't blame Greg. Don't blame Eric. You just want to be like him.
Well, he didn't tell me it was contagious. And just to bring everybody up to speed. Now, Eric had a five-way bypass, 6 months ago, Eric? Has it been that long already or no?
About 6 months ago, yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was the end of January.
And we've been covering his progress back to diving on Scuba Radio. And literally, the day before I went in for an EKG, just over 2 weeks ago, a routine EKG, I called up Eric. I said, dude, I'm going to do this tomorrow. And I might be calling you Friday and saying I'm joining your little club. And I was totally joking. It was, when I look back at it, how much poor taste can I have? Or, you know, talking about
never
tempting
enough.
Fate. And sure as hell, did I not call him back on Friday and say, well, I guess I predicted the future and you didn't tell me you were contagious. So, but, you know, I kid. The truth of the matter is that... You know, that whole thing on Scuba Radio, talking to Eric and his progress back to diving, really did prepare me better than I would say probably most people that have a surprise open heart surgery pop up on them. So I'm actually very grateful that you had almost a heart attack or had a heart. No, I'm not. No, that's not how I wanted to say that, Eric, but... I'm glad you were willing to share your story on Scuba Radio and prepare me for the adventure that I did not see at the time. You hear what I'm saying?
I do understand what you're saying, and I'm glad. I'm just glad you're coming through it so easily and recovering so well. I think you're ahead of me, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have any weird side effects. They didn't put a monkey in your heart, did they?
No.
Yeah, I should have said that. Sorry, Eric. Anyway, so, you know, you didn't have any of those kind of problems. And you've already been diving, too, right?
Actually, literally, when you called me to say that they had found blockages, I was on my way back from the lake having made my first scuba dives after my surgery.
Yeah.
Hell yeah!
He was excited. And then I told him what was up. He's
I was excited. I thought, I'm going to celebrate and... And then you kind of took the wind out of my sails there, but that's all right.
That's just what I do. All right, so Eric Douglas is with us. We got a lot to cover with him. Let's go to the phones real quick, and then we're going to bring Roz on from the UK. I think we have, Crockett, are you there, buddy? Talk to me, Crockett.
Yeah, I'm there, Greg. Hey. And it sounds like, from listening to the first part of your show, that you're well on your way to recovery because your sixth sense of humor is pretty sharp today.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's sharp, but it's definitely twisted. It's intact. They didn't
When I first tuned in,
yeah,
you were talking about choking a chicken.
Right. Well, I didn't catch the damn thing. I was chasing it. He tried to tell me but I'm a humane person. I can't do that, Crockett. That's inhumane. And but just don't make any monkey references when we'll be fine. Oh, did it again. Ooh,
yeah,
sorry.
Dead monkey, Greg.
Yeah, sorry, dude. That'll wipe off. It'll come off in the wash, Crockett. But I appreciate you calling, and thank you for all the kind words and support. I've been getting so much love online. It really is humbling. Now, Roz from the UK is with us via Skype. Roz, how are you? Has the news gotten across the pond there, or what?
The news has reached across the pond. Yeah. The lengths you will go to avoid a Maldivian liverboard.
Oh my God! Tell me about it. Yeah,
You knew they were going to be serving bananas, didn't you?
Maybe that was it, because they were. I did see the picture up there, because they had a big stock of bananas hanging on the backside of the Carpi Nova liverboard, and they posted it up on Facebook. I've seen the pictures. Everybody on the liverboard on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. Thanks to Renee and the group from Scuba Pro, they have been hooked up beyond belief. Oh, my God, they have cleaned up. So we'll cover that on the show next week and let them rub it into me for once on how much fun they had without me. But it'll be the last time that ever happens in the history of Scuba Radio. Cross my monkey heart. Oh, I did it. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bubble Boy, CJ in the studio. We got Roz from the UK, Eric Douglas, Jared the Diver Guy, Casey. We got a cardiologist who is also a diver going to join us here in just a bit on the big show. But before we continue on, let's talk to Big Wave Dave. I think he's just chilling today in between gigs. Am I right, Dave?
Kind of chilling and looking at this downpour of rain here in Wisconsin.
Aha. Uh-huh. All right. And are you, fattening up on cheese curds? Or are you on a heart-healthy diet?
I'm in that good heart-healthy one. You know, it's like you, right?
Yeah, exactly. I got to cut cheese curds. It's a good thing I didn't like them in the first place. You hear what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying, I just got back from the grandkids and played some Barrel of Monkeys with them. Is that the
kids with them? Oh, yes. Ooh, Dave. Yeah. Clorox. That's going to be the trick on that one. But, I got a monkey heart. But, you had an incident of a couple years. Well, has it even been 2 years yet or no?
No, it's actually 3 years.
3 years, okay.
That's back in the old days.
Yes. And he had a similar type of problem. Not really heart-related, I guess. But,
he had a minor stroke, but recovered. And,
he recovered. He's back.
Having fun.
Bigger and better than ever. Well, better. Not necessarily bigger, but definitely better. Go Dive Now pool is going to be where next, Dave? Where are you heading?
We're going to be heading down to Riverfest in Clarksville, Tennessee, and maybe one or two other shows. And then, of course, long drive out to Las Vegas.
Uh-huh. That's right, Dima. That'll be our 1,000th episode of Scuba Radio. Yeah, it almost didn't happen, in the last couple of weeks. I started to wonder, hey, I'm back. I'm ready to go. You're going to help me out with that one, right, Dave?
We got that right, yep. Okay. Have a good time. Maybe play in the pool a little bit, get in the pool, and splash her out.
It could be. That might be my return to diving. Might be in the Go Dive Now pool. GoDiveNow.com is a website. Find out what Dave's going to be. Join him on tour. Maybe join us at DEMA. Dave, thanks so much, man. Catch up with you again soon, my friend.
No problem. Sounds like your voice is all back.
So well, I don't know about that. I sound pretty creepy. But so some people would think it'd be an improvement. All right, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey man, hey, what are you doing today?
I don't know, I was kind of bored. Do you want to do something cool?
Well, like what?
We could go scuba dive.
Oh yeah, that sounds great. I've never done it before.
Well, there's only a few things that you gotta do to be good at it, and it's really easy to learn. Here, I'll show you. Come with me.
Okay, everyone, let's get our gear on. Let's go for a dive. Thanks, you right here.
Now, be a scuba diver. It can be so much fun. Making memories and sharing good times in the sun. Descend with the quickness, equalize so you don't pop. To avoid decompression sickness, always make a safety stop. You know, gonna be a scuba diver. Gonna be an underwater survivor.
Kind of like the tune. Like that?
Gonna be a scuba diver.
Yeah. Pretty nice. That's Tim Beeman. I found that during my recovery. I figured, hey, we got to get that tune on the radio show.
Educational, too.
It is. There's a whole YouTube video to go along with it. Pretty cheesy. Well, you pretty much about as the cheese, and the music and the video match well. So Tim Beeman, B-E-A-M-A-N. There you go, Tim. All right, so I'm back as well as I can be after 2 weeks of open heart surgery. Little side effects here and there, but we are going to talk to a cardiologist a little bit later on, also a diver, and kind of give you some insight on what you can do to learn from what has happened to me. Now, I mentioned the fact that Eric Douglas, had a 5-way bypass 6 months ago. Now, Eric, you are, what, almost through the entire series, or there's two more that need to be published in the series of your journey back to diving, or what? Where are you at with that?
I decided, working with Scuba Diving Magazine, that I already write the Lessons for Life column for, when I was still in the hospital, I approached them and said, I literally sent an email from my hospital bed and said, guys, are you interested in kind of following me along on this journey back? And they were really excited about it. So we've published four installments so far. Just the fourth one just came out yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
And there's two more. There's one more kind of informational piece, and then the final one is my triumphant return to being back underwater and blowing bubbles again.
Very nice. All right, and so that's scubadiving.com's website, but it's also on booksbyeric.com's website. I've put a link on my dive blog at scubaradio.com for that link, as well as a link from Divers Alert Network about heart and health or heart and diving, that they have a whole series of stuff that they've posted up online. It's very detailed. And, obviously this is going to become a storyline on Scuba Radio, whether you like it or not, because let's face it, what has this show been about? It's been about me diving around the world and sharing my adventures and, kind of about me. So sometimes you got to take the good with the bad. This is not necessarily fall in the good category for me personally that much, but, it has, hardened my resolve to get back to diving. I mean, Eric's done it. If Eric can do it, I can do it too, and try to lead by example. Fair enough, right, Eric?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Casey, you'll go diving with me. Jerry, you'll dive with me, right, guys?
I'll dive with you anytime, Greg.
Okay. So I got
But, you can't touch the lobsters anymore.
What do you mean I can't touch the lobsters?
You can't have butter and lobsters. It's too rich for you, just have to watch.
Shut up!
Yeah, no. Just shut up. Don't do that. That's not fair.
No, it's too rich for your heart. No. I have to save you. You're my friend.
Well, I can eat lobster. I just
no more
find...
melted butter on the lobster.
Well, there's
That's
spices.
That's okay, Greg. Available. I'll eat it for you.
Okay, yeah.
Greg, Greg, mm-hmm. we're gonna call the turkey comporia and have them come up with turkey lobster.
Hey, maybe we could have a turkey dive and throw a bunch of frozen turkeys underwater and go have a. No, I hate this.
Ooh, good.
No, monkey brains.
That's not monkey brains. No. Oh, come on, Jerry.
Old monkey brains.
Who's gonna clean up this mess?
Not me.
All right. Roz,
that's
from
what
the
dive
UK.
Masters are for.
Yeah. Roz, I don't know. I mean, are there some kind of spices maybe from across the pond that I can borrow from you to, you know, put on lobster as opposed to butter and
pepper?
Yeah. Well, yeah, pepper would be okay. I don't know. Roz,
what do you call Roger Augustine from Grenada?
Well, if you steam it should steam. Be okay, surely.
Yeah. I just got to find out something. I don't know if I can eat
maybe
lobster.
Maybe you don't have to put anything on it, dude. Just eat it.
Eat food.
Enjoy
with
it.
Greg, knowing enjoy you.
Well, yeah.
Why don't you jerk the lobster?
Well, okay.
Hell yeah!
Well, I think we were talking about that with the chickens earlier. But
right. Yes. Okay. All right. I see where you're going.
I don't. But, you know, I wonder if I don't know if I'm going to like food without some kind of gooey mess smothered all over.
Gooey mess.
Yeah. Okay. If everyone's finished being stupid.
Well, no. We got another hour and a half to go. Anyway, you guys, everybody on the show today kind of already know. Are you going to stop laughing or what? Come on. I got a laughing pillow here. If you guys make me start laughing, I got to grab the pillow so my heart doesn't blow out of my chest. So quit it. Already, will you? Come on, I got to get some control out of this.
Lobster
crew.
With sliced banana.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Sounds good, actually.
It actually does. A little tropical kind of mango thing, salsa. Now I'm getting hungry.
And some jerk seasoning.
Yes. Okay. Quit talking about food. I've been on a very low sodium diet and like basically, I eat like no flavor food for the last 2 weeks. I will tell you, I've lost some weight. So I'm kind of like on the survivor diet. You know, you see those poor schlubs that have been on TV and out of the middle of nowhere eating ants and rats and stuff after 2 weeks. That's what I look
must
like, don't
be
I?
Nice.
That'll do it.
Yeah, that'll do it. But I wouldn't advise it. You don't want to do this if you don't have to. But here's the thing that I want to get across. And once again, the blog post I have up at scubaradio.com goes into detail. However, the main element you need to understand, and I'll tell you this has been happening to me for over a year, that I've had some, you know, not major, but minor heartburn issues. And I went to my family doctor a little over a year ago. You know, he put me on the, like, extra strength, you know, Pepcid or something. He said, here, take this for 2 weeks. Prescription strength of, you know, that stuff. And he goes, I think that's what's going on here, and you'd be surprised. I know you're a little concerned, because even then I was like, hey, there's something going on with my heart. You know, I'm getting this heartburn. It's kind of driving me nuts. I mean, I eat Mexican, whatever, but I wasn't sure. I was thinking maybe there could be something going on at the time. So he puts me on this stuff. 2 weeks later, bam, it's gone. I was like, wow, he was right. I'm like, cool. So no problem till... I'd say about beneath the sea, end of March, the symptoms come back. And he says that, you know, hey, this could be a recurring problem. And, you know, it could come up. And if it does, call me. I'll get you back on this stuff. Sure enough, that's what I did. But after taking it for a week or two, you know, I was like, gosh, I'm not really seeing any real difference. And, you know, now your mind starts playing with you because you're like, it's a stupid heartburn. It's driving you nuts. You're annoyed. And I did have a couple other symptoms. Like I kind of felt my left elbow was feeling a little numb. And I'm like, hey, that's classic heart issue kind of thing. I know this. I've heard Eric Douglas talk about things like this on Scuba Radio before. And but, you know, you kind of get into this, you know, mode of denial. And you think, well, it's a heartburn. He told me, and sure enough, it was that. Well, that's what it was. And yeah, maybe I'm sweating a little bit more. But I'm in Florida. I'm in Orlando in the middle of summer. When do you not sweat in summer in Florida? It doesn't happen. So I kind of like pushed both of those other, you know, symptoms to the side. And I called him up and I said, look, you know, the medicine doesn't seem to be working as well. He goes, all right, well, next thing will be a scope. We'll run a scope down, take a look out. But you got to get an EKG first. That'd be a good thing. And that way we'll just kind of mark off the heart issue if you have any other issues. Because I told him about the other things. But I said, I don't know if it's my mind playing tricks on me. You know, I don't know if my elbow really is a little numb sometimes or what, you know. But he schedules
it. Was it like a cold, clammy sweat, Greg? Or was it like you just ran a mile and you were dripping sweat?
You know, I don't know. I would just perspire. I mean, it wasn't anything out of the ordinary. Like I said, it's summertime in Florida. So I don't even know if I necessarily had that extra symptom other than I noticed that I was sweating. But I always sweat. I'm a healthy guy. And healthy guys sweat. It's good to sweat. At least that's what I would tell myself before. So I don't know if that was part of it or not. But anyway, you know, there was no, you know, immediacy put on scheduling the EKG. And it took a process of a couple months to get all these, you know, consultations to set it up. And finally got it set up 4 days before my trip to the Maldives. And I hit that low point at about 5 minutes into the stress test. And I'll pick up the story on the other side next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
How many times have you heard your diver friends say it's been a while since their last dive? Let your buddies know how easy they can get back in the water with the all-new PADI Reactivate program. Reactivate is designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water by refreshing fundamental skills and dive principles. Reactivated divers will receive a PADI replacement certification card, and you get your dive buddy back. Contact your local PADI dive center, resort, or instructor to refresh your scuba skills with PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into ScubaRadio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at ScubaRadio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I can't believe them dumbass white people out in the middle of the ocean scuba diving. Shoot. You ain't gonna give me scuba diving. I'm gonna tell you that damn much right now. I'm too damn fat. I'd mess around and feed all them sharks if I went scuba diving.
If I was a great white, I wouldn't bite you, but I'd swim right next to you. If I was a great white, I wouldn't bite you, but I'd swim right next to you, cause it's my ocean too. So please keep it clean, cause I can be wicked mean, and I got sharp teeth. And if I realize that you don't care about the sea, well that means you don't care about me, oh well. That's fine. I'll just rip you in bloody half this time. Yeah, if I was a great white shark.
Rock. Yes. That's Andy Casagrande. He did that song for us at DEMA a few years ago. It was part of our warm-up festivities. Andy, you know, one of the video guys you'll see on Shark Week quite a bit on Discovery. And he did that song a few years ago, videos online, If I Was a Great White Shark.
I love that.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. All right, so picking up on my story, I just want to share a little bit of this. Once again, the details, literally the play-by-play, can be found at scubaradio.com, and you can kind of really see where how this happened and maybe pick up a nugget or two for yourself to make sure this doesn't happen to you. But when I did the stress test, when we finally got it scheduled, literally 4 days before I was supposed to leave for the Maldives, we got about 5 minutes into the stress test, and I turned to him. I was like, okay, I just want to give you a heads up. My stomach's starting to stir. And they look at me and they go, now? And I'm like, yeah. And they start looking at the screen. The cardiologist was in the other room. She comes in with her... her billboard thing and clipboard. And she's looking at it and she goes, you're feeling stuff now? And I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, just a little indigestion, nothing major. And I'm plugging right along. She's looking at the screen. They're all looking at the screen. And she goes, okay, let's stop. And it was at that moment that, you know, the kind of the world stopped for me there for a few minutes. And I said, okay, stop, Greg, come on. Let's set you down. Put you on the table here. Just sit down for a minute. Take a break. And I was fine. I was relaxed. I wasn't huffing. I'd only done it for like 5 minutes, right? And so I sat there. But at that moment is when I knew everything was about to change for me. It was a terrible moment. But it is a moment I'll never forget. And, I'm going to look at that as a, you know, one of those things you try to learn from or figure like, okay, well, there, that was one of those low points that make you really value all the good points, all the high points in life, right? But it is something you don't want anyone to have to go through. It just sucks balls. It's no fun to be at that point. Luckily, it was a very brief moment in time. The cardiologist, after about 3 or 4 minutes, comes over after they're done looking at stuff, and she goes, well, she goes, your EKG is positive. And I looked at her. I said, well, that's a good thing, right? And gave her the thumbs up. She goes, no. She didn't find that humorous, and, you know, I tried. She said, no, you don't want a positive EKG. So there's a problem. We're going to have to do an ink test, run radioactive dye through your veins, and blah, blah, blah. Once again, all this is covered at scubaradio.com. And over the next day, it was determined that I needed open-heart surgery. One way, there was one blood vessel that first they said, well, we could possibly do a stent, but where it is not really ideal for that. So our recommendation is to do open heart bypass, which I'm like, great. And because of Eric, I knew what my options were. I was hoping it would just be a stent at that point. But, you know, I knew if they couldn't do that, I'd have to do open heart surgery. And we're going to get into that in just a bit with a cardiologist in hour two on the big show today. He's also a diver, can kind of get into more of the specifics and details of how that goes. But, you know, when that happens, you have to change everything. And you have to change your schedule. You have to, I had a trip to the Maldives. I'd spent big bucks on airfare and all this stuff. We had set up a nonprofit organization for an event because coming back from Cuba, if you've heard the show, you know that I had a problem with toilet seats not being found in Cuba. And I'd planned this trip to the toilet museum in Tokyo on my stopover. And, well, I don't know. This was one of the things that we had planned on, that kind of got derailed or delayed, at least for now.
Cuba has 250 beaches, 11 million people, but not enough toilet seats.
Oh, I'd like to pre-apologize for clogging your tub, sink, and toilet.
Greg the Dive Master has found that 4 out of every 10 toilets in Cuba are strictly for squatters. That's why he's on a global journey all the way to Tokyo, Japan, to bring back high-tech toilet seats to Cuba. From the land of the rising sun to the sitting moon. But Greg can't do this alone. He needs your help. That's why he founded Crappers for Cuba, a nonprofit organization pushing hard to bring toilet seats to the Republic of Cuba.
Listen, if you're looking for a good time, why don't you come on down to the toilet party?
So please, open your heart and give a about Crappers for Cuba. Brought to you by BMs Without Borders.
Well, you know, that's what I had planned. I was prepared to give. What? Who's laughing? This is serious business.
You survived a heart attack, but there is no hope for you.
There's no.
I think it was Jerry's laughing.
That's Jerry laughing. Well, you know, think about all the poor people in Cuba.
I was honored to be a part of that.
It's just been postponed.
As long as you don't get flushed away.
Yeah.
A hole is a hole is a hole.
Okay. Well, did I apologize in advance?
Yeah, before? I think you did.
Okay. All right. Hour two is just moments away. We're going to talk to a cardiologist. Got to get this show back on track, at least in some capacity. Maybe you'll learn a thing or two. It's anybody's guess. Oh, we're having fun. And
why not? I've got Monkey Boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, not again. Hour two coming up. Stay close. Clean that up, Monkey Boy.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.